pillow has rocked for a long, long time. Now it's time for him to pass the torch. He has songs of wildebeest and angels. He has soared on the wings of a demon. It's time to pass the torch. You're too old to rock. No more rocking for you. Sure that you're very well taken care of. You'll tell us secrets that you've learned.
Wow! Your sauce will mix with ours, and we'll make a good goulash, baby. The old time ago, you must give your cape and scepter to me,
and a smaller one for KG.
Go!
What's up, everybody? I am Maximal Mike, and welcome to another episode of Rock for Rookies. Now, I sound really excited, but we just played Tenacious D's Dio. Yes, it's an awesome song, but as you might have realized by now, plus I've been pasting it all over Facebook, this is going to be a quickie short dedication in honor of Ronnie James Dio, who passed away last week. He was 67 years old, and he's one of the seminal, important, legendary rock artists of all time. So we're going to try and get to a whole bunch of Dio music. This is only going to be a one-hour show this week, just a little something to keep you occupied while, you know, till we get to the live show, because there was no live show because it was just holidays and whatnot. And now, speaking of all the holidays, there are some holidays that are hard to deal with, that they're not fun, and a lot of people say Pesach is the holiday where everybody gains weight. I'm going to disagree with that. I'm going to say that the horrible holiday for the belly is Shavuot, okay? Because that's when all the cheesecakes come popping in. So I think that that actually fits our next band, whose album is called Fat Music for Fat People. They're actually a tad relevant because after years of being on and off, they've actually started working on brand new material, and they're going to be putting out a split album with Rise Against coming out sometime this year. No date specifically has been set for. But Face to Face started all the way back in 1992 and were huge, along with Rancid and NoFX and The Offspring and Green Day, all the way back in the early 90s. They had a really good run. They were signed with Fat Rat Records, and then in about 2004, they all called it quits, went off and joined other bands. But then in 2008, they started touring again, and now, this year, new material's coming out. So here we go. This is Face to Face from their album from 2000, Fat Music for Fat People. This is the song, You Got a Problem. We'll be right back. Scars on Broadway and the song Insane off their eponymous debut album from 2008, Scars on Broadway. Now, what I usually say whenever I play a little bit by the band is that they were a flash-in-the-pan kind of band, okay? They said they were going to be amazing, they put out an album, and then a few months later they stopped touring, stopped doing anything. And I wish I could say that that's it, they were gone, and we should bring System of a Down back, but the truth is that May 2nd, or May 4th, actually, the band got back together for the first time in 2 years and actually performed, and rumors are having they're going to be start performing again a lot, and that at least in the next 2 or 3 weeks, they'll be performing in Los Angeles one more time. So maybe Scars on Broadway aren't dead. I wouldn't mind if they died out, because that would put more pressure on Tankian to bring back System of a Down. Now, I have some wonderful news for you. Brand new music, Bullet for My Valentine, spark your interest at all? Excellent, because we have one of the best songs that I've been listening to the album for a while now, one of the best songs off of it from their new album, Fever, 2010, new Bullet for My Valentine. This is Bittersweet Memories.
Of a button, and you pretend that I don't mean nothing. I'm not a saint, that's easy to tell. But guess what, honey, you ain't no angel. You like to scream, use words as a weapon. Well, go ahead, take your best shot, woman. I wanna leave you, it's easy to see. But guess what, honey, it's not that easy. We get so complicated. Something is missing. I'm not afraid, that's easy to tell. This can't be heaven, it feels like I'm in hell. You're like a drug that I can't stop taking. I want more and I can't stop craving. I still want you, it's easy to see. But guess what, honey, you're not that good for me. We get so complicated.
I'm the first. come around. We can't pretend we're having a good time. We're having a good time. Stay in line for hours and wait for the man to let you in. Throw out your money and pour the champagne, 'cause you know what it takes to be on top of it all. This is the last time we come around. We can't pretend we're having a good time. I'm not unused, this scene is a joke. I'm surrounded by judgmentalism. It makes me nauseous to witness this sick masquerade. I'm a ghost, in a way, I'm not existing at all. This is the last time we come around. We can't pretend we're having a good time.
I know that I played them last week, but I am loving Neverstore. That was the song Shallow Beautiful People, Swedish pop punk band Neverstore. Totally get into them if you have the chance. Check out all their stuff. They're making waves in the pop punk world. All right, we're moving on. Beginning of the Dio tribute. This is off of his, I guess, last album he ever recorded, and first album that he recorded with Heaven and Hell, which are actually, it's basically like saying it's a Black Sabbath reunion, but Ozzy screwed him over because he sued him, so they couldn't go under the moniker Black Sabbath. So he got together with all the guys that he originally performed with in 1980 when he first started with Black Sabbath, and they made the band Heaven and Hell, which was the first single that they put out off of that album. Was also the name of the Black Sabbath album, so they named the band after it. And I think this is really fitting that we're choosing to, or at least that I'm choosing to play this song off the last Dio album ever recorded, Heaven and Hell. This is the song Rock and Roll Angel.
Close your eyes.
Now, there was something off of that Heaven and Hell song, Rock and Roll Angel, that definitely gave me the chills. But what we just heard was Newfound Glory and the song Better Off Dead. Probably not a good time to play it. Probably. But that was Newfound Glory, and they rolled. That was off their 2000 album, self-titled Newfound Glory. Very nice. Now, we're going to move on. I spoke about this for a while, and for the life of me, I can't remember if I actually played anything off of it. New 311 album from 2009 was entitled Uplifter. I want to give you guys a chance. Give it a listen. Tell me what you think. Is it worth it? Is it same old 311? Are they going to make waves? Do they even matter anymore? This is the song Something Out of Nothing.
Something out of nothing. The paranormal became normal.
little Trans-Siberian Orchestra for you right there. That was the song Mozart Figaro off the album, Beethoven's Last Night. I heard that song actually just a few days ago, and it blew my rock mind right out of my rock skull. So I wanted to give you guys a little listen. There's something about it. You know what? Even though it's like already horribly hot outside and summer's already here, you listen to Trans-Siberian Orchestra, winter is in the air. All right, guys, here we go. It's been a forever-lennium, okay, since I've played this band, and I'm very excited to welcome them back to the show. It's Rufio with Road to Recovery. We'll be right back. off the album The Ritual from 1992. Those were thrash metalists' Testaments and As the Seasons Gray. All right, guys, we have reached the end of this week's quickie Rock for Rookies episode. You wanted a quickie? Max and I gave you a quickie. Ooh, it's dirty. I love it. Okay, we're going to finish things off. Stop tickling me. We're going to finish things off, hopefully, in a way to make you continue to think about how amazing Ronnie James Dio was. I recommend that you go out there and you read all the obituaries, you go onto Wikipedia, you get all the information about him, and see how essential he was. I mean, I don't know if you guys know this, but I was thinking about it. Saturday night, while I was at Metallica, I was throwing up my rock fists. The fingers were in the air, the devil horns. Do you know who started that? Ronnie James Dio started the devil horns. I don't know if you know that. He actually said that he got the idea from his grandmother, who was always doing it to him and calling him a little devil. Devil horns. The rock hands that we all throw up when we're like having an amazing rocking out time. Ronnie James Dio started that, guys. So, again, song fitting, maybe. This is off the 1980 album, Heaven and Hell, the first album that Dio did with Black Sabbath. This is the song Die Young, and Ronnie James Dio certainly did, and we're going to miss him. Until next week, I am Maximum Mike, and this has been Rock for Rookies. If the music touches you, make sure it's someplace naughty.
Someone stopped the fire.